So I'm going to make a comment, and it's going to sound like you're attacking women, but you're just not really attacking women. There's a lot of good women out there. Just like the women would say, there's a lot of bad men out there and a lot of good men. But I'm going to make this comment, and I've meditated on many years, observed it in reality, and it's the truth. The female side of the equation is the hive mind. It is the hive mind. Now, every human being has the flesh versus the spirit battle going on. But I promise you, Eve is the flesh side of Adam, and the flesh mind is the hive. Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in, right? Just like the church is a piece cut off, being cut back in. The culture, the cult, the culture is the hive mind. You might not like it, but that's the reality behind this thing. Think about it. Apostle Paul, Jesus, the Bible makes it clear. To quit going by your emotions and go by truth. Go by absolute truth. Who goes by emotions? The number one thing that you see in throughout the scripture is go by the truth will set you free. Go by the truth. Follow the truth. The way, the truth, the life. But your Gentile nations build up emotions, right? They want you to follow emotions. What feels good? Have it your way. Two all beef patties, special sauce. Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. If you really listen to what's going on around you, you can see it. All your gurus that go into deep thought, awareness in the inner man, peace, seeking the truth in peace. They're men. All the so-called female gurus, it's all about fun. That one lady that's real popular, I think she's still alive, I don't know, but they said, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm having fun." To what end? To be happy. To have fun. She doesn't say anything about truth. Look at the difference. One is fun, one is truth. One is feel good, the other one is truth. Regardless of the feelings, it's going by truth. And you can see you can watch a man raised by females versus a man raised by the male. And usually, to dig out of that takes years, because when you're digging out of that, you're having to reprogram your mind. Because usually when it's just a female raising the kids, their husband was the dad. They tell the kids that the dad was evil, the dad was bad, the dad was this, that, and other, to keep the kids away from the dad, because she don't want you to see It's all about her image, right? Now, why do they put the image out there so much? Because that's how they survive. If they can put on that image, that painted face image, that they're chaste and they don't backbite and they don't gossip and they don't lie and they don't cheat and all that, they can get them a man. That's how, because that's the whole point of the hive, the facade, the painted face system. The strip mall. You go in front of the strip mall and it's all nice looking, right? But you go back behind the strip mall and you see the dumpster. You see the trash. You see all back behind, it's all a mess. The homes where the man doesn't work and the woman works. It just doesn't feel right, does it? It don't feel right to you, does it? And the man who's not working, he lost his power. What about his skill? And so that's why they're trying to demasculate, throw you in jail, give you a bad name, talk bad about you and all that. Because if they can't, see, they want control, usurp. Eve wanted to usurp Adam. Jezebel usurped Ahab. Elijah out there in the rough clothes out in the woods saying, I don't think so. So your whole, and so here's what I'm getting ready to tell you, that it all ties together. Your whole society's trying to usurp, get you to worship the devil, just like Eve. Your society is the female side of the equation. The devil wants you to take away your power and get you to submit to Eve. Eve cannot handle the truth. That's why when you call them out on stuff, they lie and run and never take accountability and blame you and project it. And you did this, you know, if you're the authority, you did it. You're doing it. It's always a projection back. They can never take accountability. There's some out there that can, but most can't. Because it's all about that image, the survival, because it's like survival of the fittest mindset. That's where you... I just went through the drive-thru, and every man on the planet knows this. You know, you go through the drive-thru and you just say, hey, I need this. But if there's a woman helping you, Chick-fil-A drive-thru, she's standing outside, she gets really close to your car, and she's being all nice and sweet. And so you have to change your demeanor to be all nice. I mean, number three, drink, boom, 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 let's go. But you have to slow down, you have to be nice, you have to be kind, you have to do that. Why? Because it's all about, you don't want to scare them and upset their emotions and all that, right? You really do have to change your demeanor. The man's just saying, give me my food, let's get it done. You're holding up progress. Let's hurry up, quit. What's emotions have to do with me going through this drive-thru, you know? But the woman's sitting there thinking, oh, they're nice. I mean, one time I had I was thinking about buying a shed, you know? So me and the wife went down. I had already looked at Home Depot or something. It was like $800 or something at the time. Me and the wife went across the street, and this salesman, he was all nice, and he was just pouring on the charm, you know. Yeah, this is the greatest shed ever. You know what? It's 2x4s and a piece of some plywood, you know. Just like these vacuum cleaner salesmen, they're being all nice because the woman's sitting there. So anyway, the salesman at the shed, he said, it's the same exact size, $800 at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever it was. He said $1,500. And at the time, you know, newly married, I said, let us talk, I thought in my mind, let me talk to my wife, make sure I get her opinion. And I told her, I said, it's $800 at Lowe's. And I said, just a shed. Yeah, but blah, 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 blah. I said, why are you wanting to spend $1,500 when we can get it for $800? Yeah, but he was real nice. He was nice. That right there told me what she was, but I didn't say anything at that moment. But I put all the puzzle pieces together. He was a big fat liar, big fat con game. She was just an attention seeker. Wasn't about marriage. It wasn't about loyalty in a marriage or trying to help you, being a helper to your husband. It was all about outward show. So because she could tell her people, we bought this shed, we spent $1,500. Tell the story about the salesman, how he had a suit and tie and all that stuff, you know, whatever image they want to project to their girlfriends or their mama or sisters or whatever, to make them look like some kind of big event, you know, some kind of big event, EVENT, some kind of EVENT. The events are the EVENT. It's got to be some kind of big shenanigan event where everybody's all coming together and some kind of big whatever. You understand what I'm saying? It's always some kind of outward show thing. Instead of inward, it's outward. Instead of the inner man, it's outward show. Outward show. And you can understand why the women get mad at the men. Because most of the time, if the man sees a pretty girl, he's going to look at her, you know. But then when the pretty girls are not wearing anything and just not covering up their legs and whatever, arms, walking around in a two-piece bathing suit, and the men look at her, they get mad. Why are the men always looking at me? Why are you out on the pool deck with nothing on? You know? When they don't care if they're married or not. Why are the men looking at me? Because you're wanting them to look at you. Otherwise, you would cover up. Well, that's a male chauvinist. I mean, look at Amber Heard. The Amber Heard syndrome, that's what we're in, and it's what we've been in, and that's what it's always been. Amber Heard is not anything new. The Muslim nations know it. They're willing to admit it. Now, they don't do it the right way, you know. They don't handle things the right way. We know they're... off the roof. I was dating this girl who dated in high school, and years later I saw her and I thought, and she was nice, but she wasn't saved. So I was just trying to see if she would get saved. And then I thought, well, she ain't gonna get saved, so I'll just be her friend or whatever. Because I kind of felt sorry for her situation that she was in, and but She was a hard worker, though. She would mow the yard. Work all day. It wasn't her house, though. She was living in her mom's house. But she was taking care of it. And as I look back now, I see what she was doing. She was living there until she could get married, and then her mom was going to sell the house, you know. Until she could find her a man. So anyway, I just said, you know, this ain't going to work. I knew that it wasn't going to work. And so I was just, I'd go over there and eat. She'd cook, I'd go over there and eat and all that. I was hoping the girl would get married. I mean, hoping if she gets saved, we could get married. But she never got saved, so I couldn't marry her, you know. It was foolishness. And I look back now, and there was too many red flags that I wasn't able to see at the time, a long time ago. And I mean, I dated her in high school, and so we had a connection. And she had not really changed in all those years. I wasn't saved in high school, but I got saved. And I was just kind of a different person, you know, because I got saved. You still have some of the core things going on with you, but one day she called me and she said, "I'm in Virginia. I moved to Virginia." I said, "Really?" She says, "I'm coming back this weekend. I wanted to come by and see you." I said, "What are you doing in Virginia?" She says, "I got married." I said, "That's all right. You don't have to come by and see me." I said, "You're married. What are you talking about?" I don't even know how I know this, because I either tried to get off the phone or said I'm busy or something like. I said, "Who'd you marry?" "Didn't know you were dating somebody. I thought we were talking," and I guess she knew that I wasn't gonna follow through, because I told her how to be saved. She wouldn't do it. "Well, I married a Muslim guy, blah, blah, blah." What? God protected me, see? God always protects me for some reason from those kind of situations. Because I didn't really understand the hive mind. I didn't understand that side of the equation. Because I thought everybody was looking for truth. I thought that was normal, to look for truth. But it's not. It's sad. You would think that if you're down here, you're looking for God. God is love. God is truth. But most people are looking for feelings, feel good. They're trying to justify. They're trying to change the truth into a lie to make them feel good. Instead of saying, "Hey, I'm a sinner. My sin stinks to high heaven. My fingernails are dead. My hair's dead. My toenails are dead. I gotta go to the bathroom like an animal, like a dog or a cat does. I'm a beast in the flesh. I'm nothing but a brute beast from the earth. And the only thing good in a person is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, if they get saved." And so when you talk like that, and you're around a system, notice I said system, sys-stem. It's systemic. The system, the machine, the matrix, the material realm, is a systemic system. Now, the way I was not able to see this until God revealed the code and the letters and the words and the phonics, and everything reveals what you're in. It's a machine, it's a matrix, it's a ma trick. And the ma trick is to get you to worry about the outside and not the inside. You want to know what the trick is of the matrix? The ma trick? The trick is to get you to worry about outward show. Oh, I gotta paint my room. The yard has to be mowed and perfect, and you have to keep up with the Joneses and the Smiths, and you have to keep up the appearance, the outward show, the facade. The fake facade means fake. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fake. F-A-U is fake. F-A-U-C-I is having to do with fake. Dr. Fake. I'm over here to my left looking at these. I'm in a parking lot, a theater parking lot, looking at these antennas. Right here in front of me, just beaming out radio waves, microwaves, reading your mind probably. The matrix is the machine. Now Eve's a piece cut off from man, Adam, M-A-N, so the man is the M-A. The woman is the W-M-A, W-O-M-A. She's a piece cut off, and she has a tendency to want to blame the man. If you talk to some Bible-believing woman who's been in church all her life, and you talk about Adam and Eve, and she's married, and you say, well, Eve listened to the snake. 90% of them are going to say, well, where was Adam? Why wasn't Adam there to protect Eve? She went off by herself, evidently. She didn't want to listen to the man, so she went off by herself. Now, we're not going to attack Eve because we all would have done it. We all fell into sin. But Adam was not in the deception. Eve was. Nevertheless, she shall be saved through childbearing. What does that mean? Through her, the seed shows up. This is why her true state of happiness is a homemaker. Being at home. But what they do is they go out into the industries, go out into corporations, and they try to turn that into a little home. No matter where they go, they're trying to turn it into this little network of you gotta feel good, it's gotta look good, outward show. So the Gentile nations, why do you think they have cheerleaders? Why do you think they have at the bars, the women wearing hardly nothing, waiting tables? The female side's trying to make a copy of herself. The male side's trying to make a copy of himself. And he's looking at the woman saying, be like me. The woman's looking at the man saying, be like me. Why? They're two different entities. So, like I say, if the man's raised by the female, he's more apt to try to people please the female. But when he's raised with the two in the home, he's more, you know, not a people pleaser. So when you see these women say, I want my husband to be this and do this and be nice or do this, whatever. No, they don't. Because the ones that do that, they're not happy either. Because they feel like they feel like they're if you're trying to deal with a woman like her girlfriends deal with her, if you try to do that, she's not happy. Because, but she tries to turn you into that, but she don't realize she's not going to be happy. The reason God made the man logical versus emotional is to lead the ship, to be the captain of the ship. I'm sitting here in a parking lot. This car pulled up. The woman got out. The man got out. He got in the driver's seat. She got in the passenger's seat. I'm serious. I'm the only one in this parking lot, this huge parking lot, and this car out of nowhere pulls up. The man gets in the driver's. He gets out of the passenger side, walks to the driver's side. She gets out of the driver's side, walks to the passenger side. And what is that symbolic of? That which is seen is made by the unseen. The unseen realm manifest in the natural. So at the stuff I'm talking about is kind of what I just saw. The woman needs to get out of the driver's seat and sit on the passenger side, and the man needs to get over there in the driver's seat and drive. Period. That is the game. And so they're trying, the society, the system, the matrix, they're all trying to invert that. Invert it, pervert it, twist it, change it, justify it, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. You know, they're all trying to be the opposite of what they really are. And the man should be in the driver's seat. The woman should be the passenger. Yeah, there might be times, let's say you're going on vacation or whatever, and you're tired of driving, the woman can drive, you know. I remember doing a 12-hour trip, and I'm driving, and I said, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I'm about to fall asleep here. Please drive. We pulled over, and she drove. There's times when, you know, the good thing about the female is she knows how to be, take the wheel if she needs to. So this is not attacking women. Women have good, you know, it's nice if you come home and the house is clean and you look and the dishes are done and everything. It's like you look at the woman and you say, how did you do that? How can you keep this place so clean? I can't even imagine even how you organize and keep this place so orderly, you know. How do you do it? There's some things that women can do better than men. And there's things that men do better than women. Why would we want to change that? Why would you want to change that? If the man is logical, if the state of this reality is, you see the hurricanes, you see the devastation, Why try to change it? Why try to usurp your authority? It don't make sense. Your authority knows, is able to handle it better than you are. And the reason is, God will supernaturally give the authority the ability to manage. I've seen it. I've felt it. I've experienced it. Out of nowhere, once you step into authority position, the Holy Spirit will help you, change you, no matter what it is, no matter what kind of authority. Not sure if I'll upload this because people misconstrue it. If if the women just did their role and the man did their role, and sometimes I know they kind of overlap at times, you know, but if they just did the roles and knew their duties, life would be a lot better. And you can talk to enough women, they say, I hate working with other women. Why? Why do they hate working with other women? Because that's them. If next time a woman says that to me, and I've heard it my whole life, I hate working with women. Why? You're a woman, right? Hello? So you hate working with yourself, is what you're saying. The mirror is pointing back to yourself, and you don't like it, right? That's what it comes down to. I hate working with women because they show you what you are, right? Hello? You know how many women have told me that in my lifetime? You're just casually just, you know, blah, 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 said this, blah, blah. I just hate working with women. And you want to say, well, you hate working with yourself then, right? You hate seeing the mirror. Because that's other women. It's a fractal. It's a holographic mirror. It's a holographic fractal mirror. The reason you hate working with women, because you're one of them. You hate working with yourself. I definitely got to upload this. Because somebody might get set free. The reason you hate working with them is because it's you. Change you and escape the matrix. And you can only do it by the Holy Spirit. You can only do it by introspection. You can only do it by changing the inner instead of projecting it out on somebody else. You can only do it by changing yourself in the inner man. But you push it out and you want to blame somebody else. I've heard nurses, I've heard the ones that say it the most. I've talked to probably 10 nurses and they all say the same thing. I hate working. And now some of them will say, I hate working for doctors, you know, but most of them say, I hate working with these other nurses. So you hate working with yourself. They can't ever admit that. They can never see that. It's impossible for them to see that unless they start to meditate on really what's going on in this reality. And that's true for men or women, you know. If you're blaming everybody else, you're not blaming yourself, then I hate to tell you, but it's probably you. Probably not everybody else, probably you. Because you know this place is not going to change. And when Jesus comes back to rule, he's going to rule with a rod of iron, because the flesh is nothing but sin. And the old Adamic nature is nothing but trouble. With a capital T.